We're talking with Roland Peterson. Roland, of course, Oklahoma State Senator. He is involved in a primary reelection race here in the June of 2020. Roland, before we talk about the election, you mentioned to me that you have kind of wrapped up harvest. A lot of folks, of course, very, very busy in the month of June, a little bit earlier maybe than we thought we would actually get through with harvest this year. How did things go in your place?
They did really good this year. We had a really good wheat crop. We had really good weather. We lacked about 250 acres whenever the rain hit. We needed the rain really bad, and so I didn't mind that at all. We got back in the field without any mud and drying conditions, and the wheat yield was really good.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this year. It's been a strange year as far as the state legislature was concerned, and there's quite a season there that you weren't able to get into the Capitol and finally got back to kind of wrap up what you had to get done here in 2020.
Yes, that is correct. It was a very different session. Every year that I've been in for the last 4 years have been different, but this one was by far different than anything that I think anybody's ever experienced. When we came back, we everything was right on track time wise. We finished all the House bills were sent over to the Senate, and all the Senate bills were sent over to the House, and we were just on spring break for a couple days, and everything went downhill from that time forward. And we finally got back in to finish up some emergency stuff the last 3 weeks of May, or you might say the first 3 weeks of May. We finished a little bit early.
I know that, you know, in talking to some of your colleagues there at the Capitol, the difficulty of dealing with the budget this year really drove everything that was going on.
That is an understatement almost, Ron. It was really an odd budget situation, especially not knowing what the outcomes and what we're really going to experience for the next 6 months. And just the thing had turned upside down so quickly, and we ended up and got into a lot of our savings that we had planned for future years. We ended up and had to use most of it just to finish up this session and provide for the next year's budget also.
And I guess that's going to be one of the challenges for this next legislature, is that we will have a huge budget shortfall. Everybody seems to agree on that.
You know, that's what everybody's thinking. I'm optimistic that things won't be as bad as what some people think they will be. Some of the prices of oil have come back quicker than we thought. The stock market, I think, rebounded. But I know it'll be depends on going forward whether we kind of settle back and everything gets COVID kind of raises its ugly head again and like it seems like it's trying to do right now. But Oklahoma is resilient. We've been in conditions not like this, but we've had to. We know what it's like to get lean and how to really get the most out of our money that we do have available.
As you made the decision to run for re-election, Roland, what has driven you to seek this additional term?
Just the fact that seems like I have learned a lot and how to get things done. I've built relationships down over the last 4 years that I think I can really be able to utilize them more to get accomplished legislation that I think is important. I just feel driven and led and called actually to continue the service that I started 4 years ago and try to make the Forest Services better. We try to continue to improve on education, infrastructure, healthcare accessibility, and just public safety. All the core services that the state has, and I want to move forward and trying to make all that better.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Roland Peterson from Senate District 19, as we talk with him about this last 4 years that he's been in the Senate. 2020 has been really a tough year because of COVID-19. And now, in the midst of all of that, a primary election upon us here on the 30th of June. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.